to the Double L edition of Kayak Fishing Radio. We are back separated again. I'm down here in soaking wet Florida. It has rained for, I don't know, what am I going on, third day now down here. Been pretty crappy. Fortunately, I'm working inside, so I don't have to deal with it, but I came here to work, not go outside and enjoy sunny Florida, so it really doesn't matter. How's it going on the other side up there in Virginia, Chris? What's your weather like?
Actually, it's quite pleasant, like in the middle 70s today. Oh, but it's been raining, thunderstorms. It's just been, you know, odd. Pumping. I went over to Lesnar today, looked over. It is pumping.
Yeah, I saw those pictures on Facebook. Y'all, everybody was putting up last night of that storm you had. Big, crazy clouds that came through. I don't know if that was pieces of this tropical storm Debbie has made it up there yet or not, but it's been a frog choker here. I saw yesterday that over on the West Coast, Tampa had almost 14 inches of rain and a whole bunch of other high numbers on that on the West Coast. Rob DeVore just put up a picture of the baseball stadium over there. It was like a looked like a lake. Probably could have paddled a kayak around in that. So, yeah, Tom Vanderhyden had a billy storm. You started a billy storm, that's for sure, Tommy V. Pretty funny. We'll get to that tonight because tonight's y'all's night. Tonight's about us, our guests, I should say, not about us or anything. All of our listeners, chat room participants, and that's right, Chris posted up fan night. So we're just going to take tonight and kind of make it your show. We want to hear from you guys, what you got going on, what you'd like to hear from us in the future shows, too. What haven't we covered that you'd like to hear on the Tuesday night show with us? So please feel free to call in. Chris just put the number up. Love to have you on. Going to have a couple goodies to give away tonight too, so maybe it's a caller, maybe it's a question. I'm not going to give any of that away yet, but yeah, so let's get to some of our usual rundowns here while the chat room's still coming in. Chat room pretty funny already. All right, let's see what we got going on. Coming events. Well, this weekend is the Tidewater Kayak Anglers Association Family Day, which is also going to be in conjunction with a HAL event. So not only will you be able to come out with your family and fish at Wallace's, we're also going to have Tom Vanderhyden, who's in the chat room with the Tidewater HAL there with the vets, so that should be a good day. Unfortunately, I am still going to be down here in Florida, so I will miss that one, but y'all have a good time up there. So what time does that kick off, Chris? Do you have any idea, info? Sure, it's like 7 or something, I guess.
I thought I saw 8 o'clock, but since we weren't going, I didn't look. I'm sorry. I thought I saw
8
o'clock.
No, anybody that's listening wants to attend, you can go to tka.org. And under monthly events in there, you'll be able to see what's going on. So that's this Saturday. And then I don't really have anything big and notable here on the upcoming events, not until, of course, our TKA, once again, charity tournament, the last weekend in September. So mark your calendars. Come on out. Great time to be fishing in the Tidewater area. Last year we had over 240 participants, and I'm sure we'll get numbers like that again this year. Great prizes. Kayaks for first place in all species, and then once again a Hobie Pro Angler for the SWAM division. We have children's, female, freshwater division. Like I said, individual species for the SLAM, which is the trout, redfish, and flounder. And I think that's about it. Plus, more raffles than you can shake a stick at.
Tommy V already registered. He said, Yeeter Day. I'm assuming that's yesterday. Yeeter Day. Unless
Yeeter
he's
day.
Trying to be funny.
That's the way the wild turkey talks. Yeeter Day.
Oh, God, somebody already said the word. I'll hit the button now. Right?
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Oh, we got a whole bunch. There you go. We'll make sure you get a couple more of those. Well, there was all the info you needed, but all the plugs were in that little sound bit that Steve Chapman did for us, but the boondoggle. Got anybody new listening in or not aware yet? What the heck is a boondoggle? Nothing more than a reason for everybody to get together and fish. No tournament, no entry fee. Like the little soundbite said, it's the October 5th through the 8th, Columbus Day weekend. They try to arrange these things on those government holidays to give everybody a little extra day of travel time or fishing time, whatever the case may be. But come on up, come on down, come on over, wherever you're from, to Virginia Beach for that weekend. I think it's going to be a great event. I think we've already successfully filled up First Landing State Park's cabins. They're all been booked.
I dare you to start singing that Kenny Chesney song. Come on over, over. Do it. Sing it. Sing it. Come on.
I'm not singing.
Sing it. Sing it. Let's go see what do the fans say.
Oh, boy. So anyway, boondoggle. So y'all come check it out. Go to yakangler.com/boondoggle. Kayak fishing radio.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
All right, Tommy V just posted up, and I'm going to jump off the boondoggle because I'll forget about it. But you're right, Tom, and I've been reading them all week. The Milk Crate, who did Kayak Fishing Radio a few weeks ago, is doing how interviews all week, and he thinks it's some next week too. So if you guys aren't familiar with the Milk Crate, go check it out. It's a blog, I guess, or I don't know what the proper term is, but they had the two gentlemen who run it on here one night with Chip Gibson, and they try to hit every branch and every avenue of the kayak fishing world as and interview different people, whether it's industry people, fisher anglers, artists. And this week and possibly next week is going to be all about how. So it's very good. I read tonight's about a gentleman in Texas, I believe. Yeah, Texas. So check it out. It's Milk Crate, themilkcrate.org, .com.
Tom just put up a link, themilkcrate.com.
The Milk Crate. MilkCrateMag.com for anybody listening, not reading the chat room.
Yeah. Double check the link. Cool. The link is correct. The Milk Crate.
Link has been verified and stamped approved.
Well, I don't know about a stamp, but okay.
Well, we'll figure out something. So anyway, while I'll keep going with fishing reports, and don't forget, tonight's Fan Appreciation Night, we're calling it. So if you guys want to call in, tell us what's going on, what's up in your neck of the woods, what you've been fishing, catching, or what you'd like to hear on future episodes of this show. The number has been posted up, and we'll put it up again. So call us. We'll make sure we get everybody in tonight. Looking forward to that. So keep moving here. I'll keep going. Fishing reports. If you are in the Tidewater area, you pretty much can go out and target anything you like right now and have pretty good time out there on the water. Cobia are out there. I don't know how many guys we got that do the cobia thing out of the kayaks. Flounder, Spanish mackerel off the beach, croaker, sheep's head. I know the specks are still around. So definitely time to get out there and start fishing. And then for those who have a little bit of paddling in them, the tarpon are on the eastern shore. I haven't got any confirmed hookups, but tarpon fishing in our neck of the woods is just about like speckled trout fishing. Everybody keeps it pretty quiet. But yeah, so eastern shore, that's about all I'll say about that. If you want to paddle out there, you know where to find them. If you don't, you're going to have to find somebody that's willing to tell you, and I'm not that guy. But the tarpon are in, and they'll stay here through most of the summer. They're out here sometime in August. Usually the 4th of July weekend is historically about when it really is on full swing over there. So definitely time to go look for tarpon. What else do we got? That's pretty much it for our area. I mean, I can go through the list, but everybody that fishes in our neck of the woods knows where all those fish are. The flounder have been getting better and better. Yes, there's croaker out there. Somebody wants to know when there's the croaker seminar. We'll have to do one of those. Maybe we get Tommy V on the hook and get Tommy V to give us his insights on. Now, Tom, not Kevin, you. You're the reigning croaker king around here just because Kevin scored better in the tournament, but that should be a battle this year to definitely take place.
It should be pretty funny if for nothing else.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny. Croaker
time. Tom, really, there's no challenge in that. They're in the same place every year.
Tell us where they are. What is he asking about?
Where the croaker are.
Croaker?
Yeah. Of course. What else is Tom talking about?
Well, I was talking about tarpon. I want to snorkel for him. There you go. I'm not going to go there. All right, moving along. Let me get my North Carolina report out of the way from Mr. Philip Ruckert with Get Outdoors. Speaking of Get Outdoors, Get Outdoors is having their annual summer sale event this Friday through Sunday. Store-wide savings on kayaks, canoes, paddle boards, and accessory free clinics on kayak fishing, paddling, kayak photography, kayak selection. So it sounds like it's a busy weekend for Will and the gang over at Get Outdoors, and I'm sure Phil will be there working. So anybody in the Greensboro, Piedmont kind of area of North Carolina, you know where Get Outdoors is, right there in Greensboro, go check them out. Sounds like they got a good event going on this weekend. On to Phil's fishing report. Inshore, he's giving me here. We got striper bite on top water up to 26 inches, Neuse River all the way down to the Pamlico Sound. From, let's see what else, red and black drum around the oyster beds. They got some good flounder, 4 to 5 pounds are being caught offshore, but decent ones can be found around structure. They've also got some sheep's head up to 8 pounds in the Carolina area. Off beach, strong Spanish mackerel bite, just like it is in Virginia Beach. Said the menhaden are starting to show up good, so that means the king mackerel will be following them in. So I know Mr. Mark Patterson's probably, yep, Patterson's getting his native mariner all greased up, his petals ready, and he's going to be pumping out there to the beaches soon. But also out there where you're looking for the king mackerels, Philip says there's some tigers, black tips, and spinner sharks. So
you
keep your feet inside the kayak. Are you leaving the chat room again, Chris?
Oh, they're terrible. Tom, they're just terrible. They're talking about William now and the sheephead.
We'll get to that in a minute because it's fan night, so we're going to bring up our fans and the things they do to their fellow fishing friends. And one more thing from Philip, and then we'll be done with reports, is the freshwater bite. He says the lake temperatures are around 85 degrees. And large bass are being found in 8 to 15 foot, though still feeding well in the shallows late and early in the day. Crankbaits and Texas rig plastics are working well. So thanks to Philip and all the gang over at Get Outdoors for their weekly report for North Carolina. Appreciate that, Philip, if you're listening or if you are here. Is Philip in here tonight? He said he might come. Busy man, but anyway, thanks for your report.
Philip Greenbee.
Ruckert, Yak for Fish.
Nope.
I don't
might be one of the gazillion guests. You can register.
Yeah, if you're a guest and you're having trouble logging in, we do apologize. I don't know. Some people have no problem. Some others have difficulties getting in. Facebook seems to be the easiest way, using your Facebook account, but I do believe you need to have that Facebook open. I don't know. I don't have trouble anymore, but I always say hopefully we'll be getting it fixed, but hopefully we'll be getting it fixed. There, I said it again. So that's all I got from there. We got any callers on the line? Anybody I got
actually,
holding, hanging
Mr.
up?
Rob, Troy is with us.
All right. Rob, you there?
Yeah, man.
What are you doing?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here. I can hear you.
Right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on?
What am I doing? I'm sitting here, man, just watching Dinosaur Train with my little kiddo, and it sounded like nobody was calling, so I figured, what the heck, and
wow.
Here I am.
Got a sympathy caller. All right.
Sympathy caller. Wow.
That's very cool. I'm glad you called in, man.
The two Toms are afraid. They're just afraid. I would love to hear one of them live on the air, but they're kind of chicken. Buck, 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 buck.
Yeah, they never have called in.
Hello, that's
well, you know what? We got you, Rob. Well, we got you. And Tommy's in there just chatting it up, saying all kind of stuff in the chat room. And I know you're a big fan of sheep's head fishing. And I
Absolutely.
Noticed this week on Facebook that Tom Vanderheiden caught his very first sheep's head, I think, out of the kayak. But that's all he said. Look what I caught.
Uh-huh.
Did you see that?
Looked awfully suspicious to me.
Yeah, the paint job on that Malibu is terrible.
It's a really interesting, it's got this strange glow to it that kind of didn't make any sense, but who knows?
Yeah, and then I heard that same fish got picked up by Chesapeake Angler magazine, and they posted it on their Facebook account.
Are you serious?
I don't know. I don't...
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I gotta look that up right now
And then I also felt what it almost seemed like. I thought the rain and the wind we were having in Florida was from Tropical Storm Debbie, but then I felt like there was almost this like tsunami coming from the Norfolk area, somewhere around Granby Street, where a good friend of ours, William Ragaluski, lives. I felt like this rush of like this, I don't know what it was, this come. Pushing down. Oh, look at Tom. Stop all that. William Ragaluski caught it. All right. So just to clue everybody in who's listening, if you're on the chat room, you're like, what the heck are those crazy people talking about? Tommy V played a little joke of the night on Facebook, and he took a picture of somebody else's fish joking around and kind of did his I don't know what kind of effort he did to make the blue boat look orange and said that he caught a fish. So it was just all in good fun. But I looked, last time I looked, I think that little, it had over 50-some hits on that little thread there. Then what was really funny to me, though, is how many people, and this goes to show you the way Facebook works and a lot of those things, is how many people didn't really read all of it. And you could have caught on pretty quickly. But
yeah.
Good catch, Tom. Way to go. Awesome fish. I was laughing. It was pretty funny. But,
it was
but
yeah,
I don't
terrible.
Think William's in this
It was funny.
It was funny. It was very funny. And that's why we hang out with all y'all, because y'all are good fun. But I don't know if everybody thought it was as funny. And then I didn't know so much. Was that also a dig on the other shaded out picture that somebody put up? So I just left it alone.
The other Tom wanted to play it in on that. The whole thing with this whole community would be boring without people like them. So I have to say, in many ways, it's funny, but at the same time, if I was in Billy's shoes, I'd be a little bit peeved too, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Just a little.
Just a little bit.
Although it's amazing, you know, that same fish was caught by three people.
That's somebody else
fish.
In the chat room used a similar thing and did a very poor job of painting out his boat, but anyway, that's good fun, and that's what it's all about. When fishing gets too serious, kayaking and all that, when you can't have fun with it, it's time to sell all your crap and go
sure.
do something else. Like, I don't know what it is, so I'm glad everybody does that, and I'm glad that we're in a group of people like that, and kind of the once again, the reason for our show tonight is the fans, our friends. It's been just over 6 months now that Chris and I were offered this double L position on Kayak Fishing Radio when Chip Gibson got in touch with us and asked, and you guys think you want to do it? We were like, okay. And it's been a blast, and it's been a blast and a lot of fun because of everybody here.
I think you guys do a great job, man. That list on that right-hand side with the number of people on it is a testament to how many people actually, you know, enjoy your show. And I think that you guys broke records and stuff like that right off the bat. So we appreciate you guys being around here, too, for sure.
Well, thank you. And that's why we kind of thought about it. We're like, well, let's do something for the fans tonight. Let's get you guys. And this is the reason why, looking at the chat room, I always say I don't read the chat room during the show because I get distracted and then I start seeing what's going on there and I get off topic. But tonight I'm going to read the chat room, and tonight I'm going to play back along with all you guys and let Chris hit all the buttons and do all that because, like I said, you guys have made it, and Rob's right. Yep, see? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. No. That's what makes it fun. And if it's not fun, I don't want to do it anymore, whether it's what I do for a living, guiding, or doing this radio show. When it's not fun,
really?
I'm done. So.
Shut up, Doug.
All right, well, we're going to have a little bit of show, not all button pushing.
Really?
Can we curse tonight? That's probably not a good idea.
Curse. Who wants to curse?
See, if you weren't pushing button. Yeah, we have a. We should put a highlight.
Boondoggle. What the heck is a boondoggle? It's a bunch of crazy kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
What'd you miss, Hammerhead? We've just been talking. We've been talking about how great it is having fans like you guys, and you all are ones that make this show. If we logged on and we had no listeners, we wouldn't be doing anything here. So all you guys make it happen for us, and you make it a lot of fun, and that's why we threw it out tonight. We want you guys to chat it up, tell us what's going on, call us if you want. What do you want future shows to be? I mean, who would you like us to interview? What would you like to hear about? Topics? I find it a little hard sometimes because I'm used to doing seminars where I have a crowd in front of me, so you can get feedback just by looking at the crowd if you don't get questions. So sometimes I try to find it, you know, I want to make sure that we're getting the points across or whatever the case may be. We've had great guests. I think we've had some of the best guests. Rob Choi is in here tonight. If I miss you, I'm sorry. We've had Woody Calloway. We've had Marty Mood. Who all we've had, honey? We've had Luther.
Luther.
We had Chad Hoover, who ran over into another show. I mean, the list goes on. We've had a lot of local celebs. We've had Corey on here. I don't know. We've had people from all over. Rich Jones from all the way down in the Everglades. Tommy V wants you to interview Shaw Grigsby. All right. We'll do that. We'll see if the man who flies around the water in a $1 million bass boat wants to come on a kayak fishing show. We'll work on that.
Now, are we going to hear about Tom wiping drool off his screen for weeks? I don't think it's a good idea. How about the swamp people or something like that? You know, the turtle men. Dude or something like that.
We could get him, I bet.
What about
I'll talk to Mr. Steve Chapman. He's Jim Salmon, is that what you said?
Somebody asked, how about Jim Salmon? Mark, are you writing notes? I'm not writing this stuff down. Are you writing that down?
Well, to be honest with you, and I'm not calling Jim out, I've invited Jim to listen in on the show. I give him requests almost, I don't know, for weeks there I was doing it. See, you know, just to get him to tune in. Now, unless he's one of those guests who's not able to log in, then my apologies, Mr. Jim Salmons, but other than that, I don't know if he's ever attended one of our shows, but I'll work on it. If that's who you guys want to have on here, we'll do it. That's what I'm asking tonight. What topics do you want to hear about? Rob, what do you want to hear about? Rob, what do you want to cover?
Oh, man, I don't know, dude.
Putting you on the spot.
I guess I should have. How about that? Let me think about it. The thing about you guys, I think, for the most part, is you're not selling. I know you have certain obligations, you know, for having the show and all that, and I understand the boondoggle's part of it. Please don't push the button. And you have to, you know, you have to sell it. But at the same time, the rest of the show, you guys are really just telling it like it is. You're not selling stuff. You're not cramming things down. So you're not, you're suggesting things, but you're not telling us it has to be the way you guys are saying it. And I don't know. I think a lot of people appreciate that. So as long as you guys keep it that way, you guys are good.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. No, there's no reason for me to. There's nothing set in the wall in any of this. So, but no, I appreciate that, and that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to make it informative, fun, and whatever else we can in an hour, hour and a half, however much time. We have definitely done our share of running over, but yeah, it's all good. Do a roast.
Yeah,
I think a roast would be kind of lost on a radio.
Yeah, you have to kind of see the people. How about we give something away? Give something away. Come on, honey. Do something.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? How am I going to do this? That wouldn't be very...
Ask a question.
Wow, this would be a tough one. All right. For a Aqua Dreams Living Spoon, and I actually have a pinfish patterns. I have the watermelon, the two new colors. So you get to choose which one you get, either the watermelon or the pinfish, quarter or 3/8. What special guest did we have on twice since Chris and I have been doing this show? There's only one person that we have had on twice. Anyone?
Wow.
Oh, crap. Do you know Chris?
Yeah, I know. I'll give a hint. Oh, somebody said Luther, Yak Chum. Who's that?
That's right. That's Ash, City of Ash. Luther, that's correct.
Rob Choi, Tommy B said.
Well, not as a guest.
I have been on every
once. Yeah. You've been on
guest,
calling.
I just call in every once in a while, yeah.
That's
I
right.
called in one time and I didn't realize it was going to be like an all women show. I called in, I was like, don't feel like it.
Oh, did you that but... night? We did that? Wow, that's
yeah,
crazy.
That was me that night, yeah. I was just walking my dog and I was like, oh, yeah, the show is on. Let me call him. So, yeah, go ahead. Yak Chum.
Wow! It's just getting better by the minute. Carry on.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you could have just changed your voice an octave or two. That was a good show. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot all. Well, I was talking about the women's show, so that's okay. But, yeah, I forgot all about we did that show with all the women. That was a lot of fun. I was kind of nervous doing that show, too, Rob. I probably wish I was out walking the dog at first because I didn't know how that night was going to go ahead. Five women on there as guests.
It was good.
Yeah, it was good. It worked really well. It was a lot of fun. But, yeah, at first I was like, what was I thinking? I got five women and one dude. I got to try to hold my own on that one. That was a good night. So we could do something like that again, too. Get some. It's kind of cool to have that round table discussion and
Tommy
you got different
B.
perspectives.
Tommy V suggested, how about an auction for how? Well, great idea. However, it's kind of hard to do. We would have to pre-line up some items and maybe put some pictures up or something. Maybe doable. That might be doable.
Yeah.
What do you think?
It would be doable.
We would have to get
okay
from Chip, but I don't think that would be a problem. I don't think Chip would have a problem with that. What do you think?
No, not if it's going to how. If we're raising money to fund Chris and Mark's trip to Mexico to catch rooster fish, that might be different.
What? I don't want to go to Mexico. I just want to go to Florida.
Well, come on down. It's a great week.
No.
Make sure you bring your raincoat.
Put the
Tegris on upside down in the car because by the time you get here, it'll be full.
We're not auctioning off my Tegris. Uh-uh. You want to hear me? No, uh-uh. I didn't say that. I didn't agree to that. Wow. Red card.
This is the last one I can edit.
That's more like...
Jesus.
That's more like putting me out of business. I can never fish again. Uh-uh. I'll give all the...
Mr. Chapman says they do a whole show and never talk fishing.
Yeah.
How do you guys get fishing reports in there? Why are you hollering?
Am I?
No.
My blood pressures get going up.
Because they want to sell your Tegris?
Yeah. Yeah, they want to auction off my Tegras. Can we get a deposit card? That's funny. Oh, give away something else.
I'm not going to, I don't, what do you think? I got like just a whole bunch of tackle laying around.
Something pink?
No, I don't have anything. Well, I do. Okay. Hey, where's Benita Bob? Benita Bob, you still there? I told you at the beginning of the show we would get you in on your tournament. So if you'd like to call in, please call. If not, at least put the link up. Benita Bob is got a tournament coming up, Redfish Chuck Marshworks. I got some Marshworks for you, buddy. I got some new Marshworks.
But you
got
to answer the right questions. Go ahead,
right,
keep talking.
Well, I was just mentioning to Benita Bob, who I hope is still listening, because I told him at the top of the show we would give him some time to put up the link or call in about the tournament he has up and coming. So I don't know if he's listening.
I'm going to send him a private message.
Oh, look, Redfish Chuck and Chris passing flowers. You two are so cute. Very cool. What are you going for next, Rob? What's on your target next on fishing? Are you going out soon?
I might be looking for trout on Wednesday night. I probably shouldn't announce that to everybody. I'm not telling them anywhere where, but Thursday, actually last year, started like this. Last year, I won a deep drop trip with the Pirates of Lynnhaven. I think it was the trash fish tourney last year. Just kind of happened to get lucky with it. And one of the prizes was a 16-hour deep drop trip with Rudy Angler. So I just found out that the certificate expires at the end of this month. And they only run the trips on Thursday. This happens to be the last Thursday of the month. And luckily, the weather is supposedly going to cooperate, so I'm going to go out on that trip. But I got to be at the ramp at like 3 in the morning, so I figure I might as well go down Wednesday night and fish and then sleep on the boat for a little bit.
Might as well.
Yep.
Might as well.
So that's my
plan. Now, what boat are you going out on?
I think it's Rudy Angler. I'm not sure.
Really?
That's Skip's boat.
Yeah, it
Skip's
is.
Yeah, love it is. Tell Skip we said hello if you go out with if you don't Skip.
Will do.
Skip
I think it
out.
Is. I think it is supposed to be them. So, yep. And
very cool.
I'll try to take some pictures and some video, and I'll probably have something to show you guys when I get back. And also, my awesome wife told me that I can have coming weekend to do some stuff too, because she had all of last weekend for her yoga stuff. So, she's looking at me right now, rolling her eyes. And,
I can't imagine your pretty wife rolling her eyes. She is not doing any such thing. We don't believe you.
Well, of course.
That's what we got.
Good luck out there on your deep drop trip. What are they, tilefish, sea bass?
Yeah, I think it's, I just saw last week's reports, flotation size tilefish and black sea bass. Saw some rose fish. Never caught. It looked kind of small, but supposedly there are excellent tables there, so I'm kind of curious.
The Rose, yeah. I used to go out.
They got some venom on them or something like that. Some of those spines are poisonous or something. I guess I got to. Hopefully they'll educate me when I get on the boat.
Yeah, don't grab that. Yeah, I used to go out. I don't know if anybody listening, nobody probably remembers Jim. What the heck was the name of his boat? But we used to go out of Long Bay on a boat deep dropping, and it was the best boat to go out on as far as stable. We fished in 12-foot seas on that thing, but it was slower than – it almost felt like you were going backwards. We used to leave like 1 o'clock in the morning, and we'd get back about 1 o'clock in the morning, go deep dropping. We'd go way out. But like I said, that boat, Jim Brinchfield, Captain Jim, great boat, very stable, but, boy, it was slow, so you'd be on that thing all day, all night. But that deep drop's a lot of fun. You got your electric reel ready?
I got a big old 2-speed. That's just, hopefully it'll
there
help.
You go.
But here it's, I kind of want to just do a GoPro of, how much line actually you're letting out when it goes down there. I imagine it takes a while.
I can't wait to
braided line, right?
Yeah, mine will be braided. Yeah.
Yeah. We get out there, some of those guys bring those monofilament. And it's like you're never getting to the bottom. You can't feel anything. You got to definitely go with the braids on that. Yeah, that was back in the day when I remember when that started in our area. It was the big craze, and then the Tilefish, the Goldens, and all that took off. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yep.
All right. Who else we got going on here? What's going on in the chat room? Anything good, Chris? Everybody behaving in there?
Tom Bundren asked, hey, remember Jim Dane?
Jim Dane. Uh-uh. Should I?
I don't know. He didn't
say.
Well,
Tom, why don't you call in and tell us who the heck Jim Dane is?
Yeah, but he's too chicken. He wants he. What's the difference between mono and floral? They're just messing with you now.
Mono and floral. What's the difference between mono and floral? About $2 a yard, about $2 a foot. That's what the difference is.
I never thought I'd see the day that the two Toms are so chicken. Bok, 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 bok. Unbelievable.
But Mark, are you not a believer in fluorocarbon? I don't think this is a decent subject, actually. There's been some discrepancies in people. That some people truly believe in it. Some people don't care. Some people think it's a bunch of baloney. And what's your take?
For our neck of the woods, I believe in it for the abrasion resistance and the strength of it. I don't necessarily believe in it for the sight factor because we don't fish in the gin clear water like down here in Florida. So I don't know how much that factors into it in our neck of the woods. Our water is not like you can see 10 feet down. But definitely for like where we fish in Lynn Haven and places like that with oyster beds, fishing around docks, places like that, it definitely holds up a lot better, a lot stronger. I wouldn't say that I've ever noticed a difference that I caught less fish on the day that I had a piece of mono leader on as opposed to fluorocarbon for inshore like that. So, but yes, I do. I think fluorocarbon's a lot better. I think I told this before on this show, but I learned an interesting thing when I was down here last time is that it's actually, this is kind of funny, but it's cheaper to make fluorocarbon than it is to make monofilament, even though fluorocarbon is more expensive.
Was it just like a marketing thing?
When it first came out, they didn't know how. It was like whatever, so it was really high. And then they just kept it because we as consumers got suckered into paying that much for it, so why change, you know, it's like, if gas prices started out at $3 a gallon back in the day, then everybody would be happy
we'd
now
be
that they're $3.50.
Right. About
now. The only... right
no,
so,
if they started off there, then they would have jacked it up consistently. We'd be, like, totally screwed. But,
right.
Yeah, it's amazing they have the power of marketing and advertising and whatnot.
Yeah, I just thought that.
But yeah, I like my fluorocarbon, too. I mean, for just like you guys said, the abrasion resistance. And I figured, you know, if it does what it says about the invisibility factor or whatever, then that's cool. If it doesn't, then I don't see any difference in as far as that goes. But just having the abrasion resistance part just makes it worthwhile for me.
Oh, yeah. If that's going to help you catch one more fish or not lose that big fish because it didn't break, then I'm all for it. I mean, you're keeping up with your stuff.
I'm around piling and stuff. Yeah, I was offering them around structure and piling. I mean, I've brought up my leader, and I can see the shape bits, but, man, those are the days I said I'm really glad it was fluorocarbon, not mono. Granted, there's still, I mean, if it's going to get stuck and cut off, it's going to happen regardless, but the more help I can get, the better.
Right. All right, real quick, and we'll get back to that. But all right, so Bonita Bob has put up the link to a tournament down here in Florida, FloridaSportsman.com. I'm not going to read it all out, but thanks, Bob, for that. I heard you talking about it on one of the other nightly shows, so I just wanted to give you your chance to put up your event that's coming up. So y'all go check it out at FloridaSportsman.com, Sportsman Kayak Challenge and Online Tournament. I don't know what the hell just happened to my voice. But anyway, so go check it out, guys. And if anybody listening, either live now, podcast, if you have an event coming up, something you want us to share, get us to us, email me before the show, or you come on live during the show. But We have listeners from all over, whether they're live or podcasted, so don't think that it's just a bunch of Virginia people tonight talking, because we're from Virginia. There's people from all over, so. And you never know, somebody could be going on vacation and might want to fish a tournament. What is that?
Never mind, the mayor was trying to be funny.
Oh, well, that wasn't funny. I didn't know what the heck it was. All right, well, we got another Richmond caller on the line.
Oh,
Rob,
boy.
I got your friend Tom Matau here with us now. Tom, how's it going?
Well, I don't know if he'd call me a friend, though.
Why not?
Nah, I think it depends on the day. Rob, am I your friend today? I see he's not answering.
He's thinking.
Uh-oh, Tom, what did you do?
Oh, man, put him on
I've
the spot.
I've known Tom for a long time, and yes, he's a good friend of mine. It's
oh, thanks, Rob.
Well, he can be a wise ass. Excuse me.
Really? Oh, really?
Can he say that? Can Rob say that?
Yeah, that's
red
that's
card, Rob, red card.
Live,
Chris?
Chris,
you have no liberty right now. That was below yours, so. They got to step above the one that you used. They got to break that threshold that you set.
Yeah, see, I don't like coming on the air because I've got to constantly go through those seven words I'm not allowed to say. Oh, God, sorry. That's
George Carlin, bless his heart.
Okay, give
so
me
what's going
away.
On, Tom? You been doing any fishing?
Yeah, but unfortunately not from a kayak.
Hang up on Tom now. Good night, Tom. Nice talking to you. Hey,
okay, bye. Sorry.
No. So where you been going? What'd you do?
Just down to the James River. It took my wife and I took the boat out on Sunday, I guess it was, and did some catfishing. So biggest thing we caught was another boat. We caught a bunch of smaller channel cats and blue cats and. But we had a good time, got sunburnt, and watched somebody get their boat confiscated by the cops. That was fun.
On the water?
Yeah, they were drinking. Yeah, towed them in and then took all their stuff. Never saw that before.
Wow, damn. That was worth it right there, huh?
It actually kind of was. Too bad it wasn't the cigarette boat that tried to swamp us. But no, unfortunately, I can only catch little fish and Photoshop other people's fish. So,
yeah, Tom.
Speaking of which,
Tom was a part of that
you?
Other. Tom also had his hand in using Williams' fish. Hey, I want to go back to something. Did you say a cigarette? So on the James River, they're running a cigarette boat.
Yeah, he went full throttle past us, probably about maybe 15 feet on our starboard. Scared the hell out of me.
Which side of the boat's starboard?
Oh, shoot. I said starboard.
Tom's got a powerboat now.
Wow.
Hang on, where's Google?
Tom's using all them big nautical terms now.
I know, right? Hang on, let me Google it just to make sure. No, it was off on my left side.
That's bad.
Starboard's are right.
I don't know.
Starboard's the right.
Port comes from French, a French word. I don't know exactly off the top of my head, but port.
It's some kind of wine, right?
Okay. Well, we know who the drinkers are.
Hey, Chris was the one egging us on to get on the air, so.
And I'm glad you're here.
For
that's what I want. This is the cool part. These are our people, and you're calling in tonight. Very cool.
You call this the cool part?
Yeah, we never hear
okay.
from you guys. You're in the chat room jacking it up, but now you're calling in tonight. So that's pretty cool.
Well, it's the thing about that is, you know, I've got my Costello to my Abbott in there, but he's too chicken to call in.
Now he's giving your correct nautical terms now. He's telling you port left four letters. He's not going to remember all that underwater. Turn port. Wait a minute. Port is ran aground. Yeah.
We won't talk about running aground. So we did have an issue with part of the river and some poor markings up there, and
So did you run your bow into the ground? The bow of your boat?
Well, the good thing about the James is the bottom is really soft. So you don't really know you're in the ground until the engine hits it. And then it just sort of dies down really quickly.
What kind of boat do you have? Let's get this straight. What kind of boat do you have, real quick? I know this is a kayak show, but do you have an outboard or you have an inboard outboard?
I've got a stern drive.
Okay, so by the time you ran that boat so far, once the engine in the back of the boat hit ground, you figured out that you had ran it?
Wow.
What the heck was that? What happens if I say a bad word and I get censored?
Did you say a bad word? Then I missed it.
I don't know if I did or not.
Did you?
Half the time I don't know what I say.
Princess Justice asked you, please don't come to Florida with your boat.
Man, if he saw how slow I drive when I'm trailering the boat, I would never make it to Florida.
Look, it all caps Tom Vanderheiden. That's why I didn't call in.
Oh, he didn't want to get picked on. Well, Tom, keep the lower unit of your boat in the water. You'll be fine.
Skin too?
Oh, man.
All right, get
Tom Vanderheiden should not have thin skin. He should call in.
That's funny.
Come on, let's give something away. Let's give something away.
Yeah, what did I win?
All right, Chris. No, you ask your question, Chris. We'll give you some. We got some MarshWorks lures we'll put together. But Chris is going to ask the question. And if anybody listens, when we've had female guests, we've always asked a certain question. And Chris has told what. So, Chris, you ask the question, and we'll see.
Wow. I haven't even asked the question. He posted it on the chat room. That is correct. Name it.
You got that right.
One item that you know that I have in my purse.
You should have been a little more specific.
Not Shantae.
Shantae in her purse, Vanderheiden.
What? Do I, as in Chris, have in my purse? No.
That's not the standard.
Bleep me.
Bug spray.
Bug spray. Vodka.
Wow.
I like fucking German.
She's German, not French. I'm Russian, I mean. I shouldn't have said that.
No, I mentioned it on the show. See,
you're not making it. You made it too specific.
You
gotta make it more
funny. Although it's funny what they're all guessing. Ironic.
Well, you should have made it not the common thing to have in your purse. That's the problem.
Nightstick. Miralote, no, I know that. Taser, jeez, mate. Wow. Okay, I'll make it.
What neighborhood do y'all think we live in? Holy cow, we don't live in Richmond with Tom and Rob. We don't need all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Does it take batteries? No.
Hey, whoa.
I'm reading all of this. That shows me how much you guys listen to what I actually say. Next week, I'm not talking ever again.
Okay. Yeah, that's not
cool. Come on. Somebody has to know one item that's unusual for a woman to carry in her purse. No, you cannot say it, America, because you know what's in my purse.
By looking at everybody saying you're a terrorist, I would think, because you got handcuffs, 9mm, shotguns, mace.
I mean, that's almost scary to see. I don't know if I should go cry now. Hooks, no. Fishing license, no. Bait. Come on, Tom. Bait, really?
She's not in POL. We don't belong to POL, Tom.
Oh, that's not right there. Oh,
come on. That was good. Nobody gets the joke but local people, but that was funny. Come on.
I got it.
Come on.
A jar of pickles. Why would I have more Wow. No. Okay. I'm at a wig? Really?
No. Wow, Sean, you just
okay. Walked. I'm a gift.
Funny, though.
Wow.
Oh, man. They apparently don't want any marsh works.
No, apparently not. I'm going to cry now. I'm kind of shocked with tire iron. But close. Tire iron. It's actually getting closer. KY, Tommy V, I never saw it.
You don't have to read it out loud. Remember, the show's podcasted.
Slim
I'm not going
Jim.
Back and editing that.
Slim Jim, you're getting closer. No GoPro. Pink metal. Donut. Safety hammer. Oh, close. Close. I got one that does have a hammer on it.
There you go.
Oh, pretty close.
Lars.
Lars said screwdriver.
There you are.
Leatherman.
Tom.
Woo.
Mr. Tom.
Hit us up.
Divorce papers.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Let's go back here. What do you mean by divorce papers, Tom Van Der Heijden?
Yeah, Tom, what do you know that I don't know?
I think Van Der Heijden should call
I want to know.
Himself.
Now they're saying
that's why
you
didn't call in.
Our Richmond Tom would be correct. Leatherman, the two unusual things I care always in my
He didn't even spell it right, though.
Do I have to call?
Come on, Rob.
Who's
yeah,
that?
No.
J.G. Mac. Is that, who's that? T.J. Mac.
Who?
It's somebody
he's
local.
He's on the forums. Yeah, he's down there with you guys. I just met him at ARC.
I did. He spelled it right, too.
Joe,
we'll give you both
my
it.
Oh,
it's Joe. Hey, Joe, what's up? Hey, don't mess with Joe now. Don't mess with Joe. All right, Joe, you win, too. We'll give it both.
Joe, if you're friends with one of us on Facebook, send us a private message with your address, and we'll get that to you.
Very cool.
So that was for the Tegris, right?
No, that was for...
That's what I thought.
Marshworks.
The Tegris.
Oh.
No, the
like
Tegris is where all the weapons are.
Yeah, I'm sitting in a corner. I'm absolutely speechless. And what's even sadder is that some of these people actually know me in person. It's like, geez, what do you think about me? Wow. I need a drink.
I got.
Do you have something about this?
Yes. Yeah, I got to get you guys to show me how these marsh works work.
Do
I
they
keep
work?
Throwing them in, but.
You gotta go fishing.
Well, nothing really works for me, so.
Yeah, you actually gotta go out on the water and put it in the water.
Not run aground, and you can't cast it into 1 foot of water.
Well, I was looking for the flats.
And the James River.
I still gotta try the killer squirrel up here for smallmouth. Keep saying it, but I never do. I'm pretty sure that'll work.
We have a guy who buys them because, and I'm going to butch the word, and I don't care. He uses them because they resemble the Hegelmite. How do you say it?
Hegelmite. Yeah. Hegelmite.
Yep. There's a guy up in the Virginia mountains there. He buys them from us. He gets like the white. And what is his other color? He likes the white. I think maybe the shrimp pattern, the one that's. The shrimp color, but that's what he uses, and he says the smallmouth do very good with them. Yep. I don't know if that's at a particular time of the year. I don't know if those things, like, I don't know anything about freshwater, so can't help you there, but I have heard that the squillas work good for smallmouth. So. Very cool. I'm trying to read the chat room now and see how much I missed.
Nothing.
Yeah. No. Same old. Well, cool.
Yeah, the two Toms completely took over the chat room. They're running the show in the chat room.
All right.
No,
so
I've
what
been
we got
here.
Out of
you doing both?
Well, me this time.
The other Tom is too much of a chicken to get in on it live. He much rather write.
Chuck, I love you
too,
buddy. I see what you're writing in the chat room. Well, very cool. Well, we're getting close to that hour, so what do we get out of tonight's show? We got 22 of you hanging strong there. We didn't know what the heck was in Chris's purse, which I don't know as her husband if I should be too offended. Let's see. We got a couple crazy guests I got to try to line up now. The Turtle Man. I don't know about that.
Yes.
Steve Chapman, if you're still here, I'm going to need some help on that one. Steve Chapman, Fishing Florida Radio, had him on there, and I download all of their podcasts, and he was very cool to have. The funny thing about when Steve interviewed him, he was in New York City for something. I don't know, the unveiling of a new episode or something. Anyway, and I was just trying to picture that guy walking around in New York City. That must have been fun in itself just to see that dude. That's pretty wild. But, yeah, so maybe Steve will help us out. Can't promise you anything on there, but he can tell us how to get a turtle into a kayak or something.
Jeff
Little, that would be a good guess. Yes, Sean.
Guy.
And we got to get Juan back on here. He said he'd come back on when he had his video all done from his Devil's Canyon trip that they took. So we'll get Juan back on here too. Jeff Little would be good. You have to send me some live action. That's right. Y'all have to send me some questions for Jeff, though, because I just mentioned I don't freshwater fish and don't smallmouth fish in a river or nothing, but Jeff would be very good. Good call, Sean.
Somebody give me one.
I know the guy, and I know I can pick up the phone and call him. I don't know the Turtle Man, and I don't know any of the Swamp Brothers, so. Someone from Wilderness. Well, that would be Jeff Little. Jimmy Houston.
Plus, we had Chad and Jay Brooks from Wilderness.
Yeah,
who have we had? Malibu kayaks are the best.
Did he really say that?
Chuck did.
Oh. I hope he's being funny. Not to joke anybody that's paddling a Malibu, but if you do paddle a Malibu,
yeah,
I hope.
Sure. Mark, Charlie Moore. You think we could get Charlie Moore on? I read his book.
Yeah. Now you guys are climbing away. I asked these questions earlier. Now you're coming up with some good answers. Now I'm writing notes. You guys had to get it in the spirit there. Malibu kayaks. Yeah, I hope anybody out there that owns a Malibu, everything's okay on the boat, because you're probably going to be hard-pressed to get anything for your Malibus anymore, Tommy V. So, that bad scene there at Malibu.
Yeah, I'd leave that alone right now, Hunty.
Yeah, I just feel bad for the Malibu users out there.
I guess Tom Vanderheiden doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't he on a Malibu too?
Yeah, he's got the big one.
Malibu.
You gotta be careful when you're fishing around Tom Vanderheiden, because when that big stop sign comes out on the school bus, you paddle and by him, it'll kick you right in the face. All right, well, we're going to start wrapping it up. It's 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
as we said
at the beginning. My kiddo wants to read a book, so I'm head out, man.
Okay, thanks for calling in,
thanks,
Rob. You take care of yourself.
Yeah, man.
I'll see you in a week,
later.
Man. I'll be back up. We'll fish.
All right. Go.
All right, take care.
Later.
Anyway, yeah, like I said, tonight's show was all about you guys. We just wanted to take the time to thank our listeners and all of our supporters for Kayak Fishing Radio in general. I know a lot of you tune in every night of the week. So don't forget to continue to do so tomorrow night with Mark Wheeler, Thursday Chip Gibson, and our very own Redfish Chuck brings it back around on Monday. Chuck's in here tonight. What's going on, buddy? I seen you in here playing around. I'm glad. But no, we just wanted to, like I said, Chris and I have been at this now for 6 months, and it's been a lot of fun. So we just wanted to some way thank you guys, let you know that we do appreciate it. Like I said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. We will work on this show list here and see if we can get any of these people strummed up for you. And remember, you can always send us any information you have on anything coming up. I don't think I have anything else other than to mark your calendars for the Boondoggle, October 5th through the 8th. And I think that's about all I got, thanks to make sure. Did you get all the information from the winners, Chris?
Boondoggle.
Before we go?
What the heck is a boondoggle?
It's a bunch of crazy
kayakers getting together in Virginia Beach, October 5th through 8th. For more information, check out yakangler.com, the ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
I got one Facebook message, so the other one, who am I missing?
Oh, what's his name? Said he, Joe said he Facebook messaged me, so I think we got it all.
Okay, then we got it.
Hey, I won the Tigris.
That's right. Yeah, we'll put it in the mail.
Yeah, we are sure. Right, you gotta find me first.
Actually, that might be what you need, because if you run that aground, you can't damage it, so you might need a Tigris.
Oh, that's not nice.
Anyway, well, y'all take it easy. Thank you very much. Remember to go check out our First Landing Kayak Fishing page on Facebook. If you're not already liked us over there, go check it out. And that's about all I got tonight. No plugs, no nothing, because tonight was about you guys. Just keep up with us. If you got any questions about that upcoming boondoggle, anything we can help you with to make your trip to Virginia a little better, please contact us. We'll let you know what we can do, help you out. So, Chris, what do you got?
I really don't have much of anything, but, you know, looking that the weather is getting warmer, guys, remember safety, safety, safety. Take every precaution that you possibly can. Just stick with it. And remember, take your children fishing. They are our next generation angler. Tight lines, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.